whereupon the officer called back his soldiers. But on the spot in front of the gate, a man had been left behind, laying on the ground. Obviously, he had been hit by the shot. "There is an injured person," I shouted, and immediately ran to check on the man. "Wait," Salah tried in vain to hold me back, only to follow me immediately. Within a few seconds, I reached the man, two boys kneeling beside him, barely over 10 years old. I immediately realized that the man had been hit in the chest. His white clothes on the ground was already colored red by the escaping blood. "Make room, I'm a doctor," I said as I bent over the injured, but the two boys didn't follow until Salah translated my request into Arabic. The smaller of the two started crying. In the meantime, we got more company, namely Holmes, who had come after us more leisurely, and the Ottoman officer, who also wanted to see what was going on. He and Salah seemed to be discussing the incident, and our Palestinian colleague apparently wants to express his indignation. I did not understand a word of the fiery discussion, but I was too focused on taking care of the injured person anyway to even try to interpret any of the words spoken in Turkish. The bullet must have penetrated deeply, at least just next to the heart, but presumably the lungs of my acute patient had been perforated. He was maybe in his mid-30s, breathing heavily and looking at me with sad eyes. "Are these your children?" I asked to distract the man from the pain.